All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And there it is. The music. Why do I come in with an expectation that you'll change it?
Never.
Okay.
It's a staple.
People would be mortified if I did something.
Okay, like right. All right. Let's jump in. Let's try to keep this uplifting and not depressing. Gentlemen.
This has been coming up frequently today, so I thought we would put it on the list.
Yeah.
Maybe some others would like to chime in on what they would do in this situation.
Okay.
You're sitting in your cubicle at work. When all of a sudden, you see a very cute, small, little white dog walk by, stop by the pillar by your desk, and make a grumpy. Your office has an open pet policy, and dogs are frequently in the building. If the dog is not potty trained, should it be in the office?
No. Here's my thing. First of all, I think it's absurd we have an open dog policy. There should be a, like, if you want to bring your dog to work on a Friday, maybe. But the issue that took place today, the dog was completely unsupervised. I'm not done. There is no human being on this side of the building. Your dog was not within 100 yards of you in a 10,000 square foot building. Your dog didn't know what was going on. But I'll tell you what your dog knew. It was time to doo-doo. So here we go. See, that's the part that's absurd to me. Powers brings his dog in, but Murph stays with him and has manners. This dog was unsupervised. You may as well give a baby a machine gun. And the dog sit here and dropped a deuce right in the middle of one of the number one sports station in America.
And looked you right in the eye as it was doing it.
And he looked at me and he went, hey, buddy, F you.
Act of defiance.
Yeah, I think it's absurd. You're damn right I think it's absurd.
The rumor that the dog meditated and said, hi, my name is JJ. This is what I'm going to do for your Giants team.
Well, not only open dog policy, I think we have an open livestock policy.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me. Christ, you got people in this building who don't wear deodorant. Everything's up for grabs.
Oh, no. For God's sake. What's going on here?
Argue it.
I don't think we can top this.
Well, all I have to say...
Woodstock here.
David, you were sitting next to me when that took place.
Yeah, all I have to say is it looked like a stray dog, so don't be surprised if the door just opens and the dog just walks out. I'm sorry. I didn't know whose dog it was. What am I supposed to do when a dog just does that? I don't know where you're from. Bye.
Dogs, kids.
Unbelievable.
Nonsense. I'm surprised we don't have a tilt-a-whirl in the middle of this building.
No, kids aren't allowed here. What are you talking about?
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Well, yours aren't. All right, let's keep it rolling.
Okay.
So, Kenny, how about those wings?
Okay.
Kenny, what are your thoughts on unleashed pets, unsupervised, dropping grumpies in the middle of an office?
After I found out there were ducks in this building a month ago, this doesn't even surprise me anymore.
Got it. Hey, come on down to 97.1 for the ostrich races on Sunday.
Petting zoo down here.
Got a regular Catskill game farm over here. Next.
You start having peanut shells all over the floor.
Right. Why not? A couple weeks ago, I'm on vacation. We had salespeople blind drunk in the middle of the day. No standards. None. Next.
Okay. Here's another one. Real life scenario. Rico was here when this was happening. He may weigh in on this. You find out that two of your coworkers are betting on spring training games. You feel that this is a new low. They keep giving you tips on the games, and it looks like they are having fun. Do you join in or have a little self-respect and say, no, thanks?
Choice B.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And who is doing this?
No, Kenny. No.
Me and Evan.
And your producer.
No, Kenny.
And
no.
Your producer for Cast a Ticket.
Oh, no. Spring training baseball?
They were sitting there. Parker Meadows. Yeah, come on. Like, what is going on?
We had
on?
The Tigers at plus odds. Let's go. Didn't win. Wasn't great.
You would have thought it was game seven. The way they were in their cubicle cheering every at bat, every pitch. Like, I'm looking at Dave like, is this for real? Like, are they really this invested in a random Tigers Braves spring training game from Florida?
You got to draw a line. That falls below the Mendoza line of acceptability for sports wagering. You can't do it. It's the same thing with horse racing. When you start to see the harness track being broadcast, you are logging out or you need to call the number.
I love that it's even offered.
Right. That's the more betting markets has its consequences.
And I was a little confused of how they were watching it. It felt like it was an illegal stream. I don't know where they got that broadcast from.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Is that why the Wi-Fi's down?
Sorry about that, guys.
Next.
Oh, man. Well, maybe you and Stoney will talk about this on Friday because he did bring it up earlier this week.
Yes.
Your father-in-law has become obsessed with pickleball.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He has spent a ton of money on equipment and talks about it constantly. Every time you see him, he has sustained a new injury playing the game.
Let me change this for the room to make it even funnier.
Okay, go ahead.
Not father-in-law. Your father.
Your own father.
Your father.
Okay. You're worried for his safety because he's always getting injured playing this game, and he is in the later stages of his life. How do you tell him, hey, I know it's good exercise, but let's calm it down a little bit.
You just say, you know what? You actually hurt your back when you get up. Maybe leave pickleball alone.
Oh, that's Roberto here.
I hurt reaching for the remote control.
I mean, let's go around the room here. For me, I worry more about, like, Dad, no more shoveling. Dad, you know, don't do stupid stuff. You got something heavy to pick up at the house. You get some help with that. I don't know if he's getting physical activity.
Thank you. I don't really care.
But
you're
if
out
he's
there
coming
exercising.
Back all bruised and injured and it's tweaking his knees.
If it's
and
a constant
ankle.
Thing, yes. But a very, you know.
This is new for me because for the first time, I'm starting to consider my dad old, even though he's healthy and he acts younger. I don't know the answer to this. This is one of the only deal breakers ever. I can't really give you a.
Dog just threw you off, huh?
No, it didn't throw me off. I only just angered me. I don't even understand the point of this office. There's no one here.
There's a dog and a grumpy.
I only bring it up because they say like pickleball is a huge, you know, sustaining a lot of injuries and people get hurt all the time playing it.
Yeah, because you think, oh, it's a friendly game, and then you go out there and try to relive like you're a teenager, and yeah, now you're on crutches.
What, Stoney was out there doing a bunch of coke?
Well, he was getting beat by women. That's what he was saying.
If you're going out for the exercise, but you're not trying to be Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi.
You're right. You know, Engel, Boris Becker. Let's keep it going. Malavea, Washington. Let's keep it going.
Wow. Yeah, if you're going out, it's like playing pickup basketball. If you're just going out there to have some fun, shoot the ball around. But now if you're going out there thinking, okay, let me show you my moves. No.
I'm on a 6-game winning streak. I got to keep it. No.
Yeah, Dad, you don't need the headband. Ain't nobody moving that fast.
Let me show you how Bob McAdoo used to do it back in the day.
All right. Next. Jesus. Right. Who was actually the person doing this? Because this has to be a Stoney story.
It was Stoney.
Yeah, he's been playing with his wife.
And he's been come on now.
And pickleball.
Okay. Come on. Will you please? Come on, man. The point is, so he's sustaining injuries. Fascinating. Okay. Carry on. Last one. You're out of line.
Yeah.
You're out of line.
There we go.
You're out of order.
You mistakenly made a bet with an annoying coworker that involved the winner buying the loser lunch.
Mm-hmm.
You were hoping that he would forget, but now he won't leave it alone. You do not want to have to do this.
That's Rico with Rieger.
You brought in carry out one day and he ate it and enjoyed it. However, he still asks about the lunch date. How can you break it to him that it's just not going to happen?
Wait, I brought food in.
Yeah. He's not considering that go out to lunch.
It's done. It's paid for. I don't care.
You're supposed to go out
with
him to
lunch. Once you accept this bag, you've now said.
Is this you and Rieger?
No, that wasn't me and Rieger.
Who is this?
I massaged it a little, but somebody gave me a tip. Someone close to you.
Is it a CIA secret? What are you doing?
What just happened here?
What's going on?
Just name names.
Rhymes with Bevan Mankins.
Evan? Who's Evan got to take to lunch? Did he make a bet with a salesperson?
I don't know.
What's going on here? All right, listen.
No, something about cheesesteaks that you guys are supposed to get tomorrow. I think that might be
Kenny
the thing.
Kenny didn't want to.
They're not bringing
Roberto.
Them?
I don't know.
Say it.
It sounds like the person bringing us food tomorrow is not bringing us food tomorrow now.
No, that's what it sounds like. The food's coming. The food's coming.
Oh, Stoney.
Yeah.
It's a Stoney issue. You don't want to deal with lingering Stoney. You don't want to have to take him out.
But I'm now being told that he delivered it wrong, the story.
No, I massaged it a little.
Okay. Evan, go ahead. Speak your piece, please.
Has nothing to do with the bet. It's just about food, period.
Got it.
Yeah.
So are we covered, or do I need to step up and fix this?
No, we're good.
We're good?
We're good.
There's nothing wrong. Okay.
No.
Let's work in his pretend world. You cannot make a bet with someone that involves having lunch with them if the nightmare, the hellscape of your life, is taking them to lunch.
Yeah,
that's a cost too big.
Right. I will bring you whatever your favorite meal is.
Right.
Like Rieger, I'll stop at Chipotle and I'll pick this up and you can have. Like when he bet me the Michigan State Purdue game.
That's it. But it doesn't involve, because again.
We don't have to sit and look at each other and eat this
thing. When you make that bet, you're making a bet you can't afford. If you cannot be with that person out, it's essentially like betting an amount of money you don't have. Neither situation is good.
You have to set aside time.
Yes.
And that person's going to want to spend at least an hour and a half with you and catch up on your life, and you're going to have the conversation. You're locked in.
Oh, and then if you got cornered with Stoney out, that's a three-hour lunch. He's telling stories about the Broad Street bullies. I mean, you're never going to get out of there. Lunch turns to dinner. It's two meals.
The wait staff is saying, we're about to close.
Yes. Let me tell you about the time I met Randall Cunningham. Stoney, no one cares. All right, that is deal break.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.